Hello.
Rob here.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Perfect, perfect. Did you get a chance to look at the email?
I've had a chance to look at it, yes.
Perfect. So, shall we get started?
No, I don't try to make my decisions that quickly when I'm spending $4,000.
I see, understandable. So, is everything clear on the contract?
I'm quite interested in moving forward, but there are a few things that I have to check on before I do.
I see. Is there anything I can provide assistance in regards to the contract?
You can help me with one thing on my book, A Decade, right on the first page on the inside of the book is a copyright, all rights reserved. And I, back when I did this book, was so glad to have a book. I know I read it, and then I thought, well, that's okay. But he, all rights reserved, no parts of this publication can be produced, stored, or retrieved, system transmitted in any order of means, electronic, mechanical, photographing, and on and on. Permission to photograph should be requested from the Canadian collection. Care has been taken to trace the ownership of copyright material and the author published, and it's David, his name, and Virtual Impact, the name of company. Does that mean we can't reprint this through you people?
No, that's not the case. What that means is, apart from you, no one else has the authority to reproduce or give authorization to any publisher for the sake of either reproducing or publishing the said books. That's what it entails. It's standard copyright statement that we use in all our books. So
yeah, and I only have it on the one book. The other five books do not have it printed on it.
Well, you should consider putting it on there, because usually what happens is when you talk about the copyrights, and let's suppose a book is not copyrighted, right? People tend to misuse that, and they kind of like take your idea and make it their own, like they would be able to reproduce it, sell it by themselves, and that would actually, if you think about it, if you're just in it for the exposure, it's not hurting you much. But if you think about getting credits, obviously they're taking the credits. They're actually stealing the credits from you if they do it like that. So that's the case.
Okay, all right. Well, that made me try to get in touch with this guy and see about. But you can you just do what he did for me? And if I sent you a stick on whatever book I wanted, can you just take the stick and print it?
Sure, that won't be a problem.
And
how many books are we talking about? Four or five?
You have to give me a price on it, but they're mostly 200-page books.
All right, but what about the number of books? Like, is it four, five, six? What are we talking about?
Oh, no, I've got a bit of a sale coming up, and I'm not sure whether I want to go into it or not, where I'll be displaying, would be displaying my books. So I would only be talking about three books right now.
Three books right now. That's not an issue. As soon as we get started, I can have the forms prepared for those books, and I'll just have you fill some details for me, and we'll take care of the rest. That's not an issue. Some
okay,
prerequisites, just about it.
Yeah. And we could discuss that at a later date, but there's a couple of other options that I want to pursue, Rob.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the copyrights or something else?
Pardon?
And you said you want to expose some other options in terms of the copyrights or something else?
Well, the copyright bothered me somewhat, but something else as well. I've been in touch with a couple of other publishers, but I haven't really gone into any depths with them to see really what their services are and what the cost is. One was no money up front, and I was a little course, that always looks good, but I didn't pursue it any further, and I would like to do that.
I see. Well, that's not an issue. If there's any reservations you're having in terms of making the decision, I can try to help you as much as I can. But obviously, it's your decision to make, and I cannot influence that at an extent. But yeah, if there's something I can do to help make you that decision, let me know. I'm right here.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little curious as to what your association is with Penguin.
Basically, we, Penguin's publishers, we are an affiliate of them, and we kind of like write books. Like Penguin itself is the publisher, but they don't actually have the writers, editors, or, you know, quality assurance people to make sure that the book that is coming through their doors is, if it's not well written, what can it do about it? Those books get forwarded to us, and we work on them accordingly with their cooperation, and in return have them publish the books. They act as the publisher.
Okay. So would you be sort of a go-between Penguin and the author?
That is correct.
And
not,
agent.
I also mentioned in the contract that it's not just specifically Penguins. We would be coordinating for you. We would be representing you in front of four different publishers. Barnes & Noble, Ingram Spark, iBooks, and obviously Penguins is the standard, so we did not mention that because we're already affiliated with them. So
right.
It's like five platforms already mentioned within.
Right. Yes, I see that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a couple of questions. One question you've answered, and that's fine. It makes sense. But I still need a little time. I shouldn't be jumping into something like this without crossing all the T's and watching the I's. And of course, you can see in my correspondence with you that I have, among many other things, shakes, for want of a better word. Old people get it. I've had it since I was 50 years old when I retired.
Understand. And obviously making a business decision or something that actually would actually have an effect on my future, I would be considerate about it as well. It's normal. It's quite evident. And obviously at your age, you're being cautious about it. That's good. That's certainly not a problem. You can take your time. But what I could offer you at this point of time is if you would like for us to get started with, because we need to understand how much work we have to do. And because of the fact that we actually are coming at the end of September, and we're looking at October, November, at the highest peak of the sales month for the books, we were thinking if we can add started, we could actually focus at the first priority would go into optimizing the first book, the one that we talked about, and then in the time that we're in process, we could help you publish the second one. But since it's going to take some time, if you want to not commit the total amount of investment right now, I understand that's a big amount at this point of time, and you would not be comfortable in putting it all together at once. We can start with like a 30-40% deposit. Start working on the optimization of the first book, and as soon as you're comfortable, we'll take care of the rest of the amount, and the services will be rendered to you accordingly.
Okay. All right.
Is that all right, acceptable?
Well, it certainly eases the pain somewhat. But,
no, because I understand your position, Paul. I know when you're committing a certain amount of money, actually $4,000 is actually a lot. And
right.
I understand it might make some people uncomfortable paying all that up front. That's not an issue with us. Like I said, we're going to be...
If I had an association with you over the years, and I knew you, and we had a good relationship, customer, I wouldn't hesitate. However,
no, that's understandable. You don't have to explain yourself. It's quite evident. So no worries about that. What we could do is we could, like I said, start off with optimization of the first book, and that would we would be able to take care of a deposit of about $1,200. We could start from there, and perhaps it's already end of September, like near November or October, we could take our remaining payments so that we can work on the publishing of the second book.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Is there a phone number we can...
Yeah, what's your phone number, by the way?
Oh, you could contact me on the toll-free number we have on the website. Shall I repeat it to you, or do you already have that?
No, I don't have it, and
okay.
I can't write anymore. I can
take it down if you want to give it, Rob.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yep.
888.
Okay.
970.
Okay.
0577.
Oh, I see it here on the email.
No, perfect.
Yeah,
you got it.
I got it. 888-970-0577.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have an extension number?
Yes, my extension is 681.
681.
Now, where are you located, Rob?
New York.
Oh, in New York.
That is correct. Are you in the same state? No, you're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Toronto. Toronto?
Well, I'm in a town called Welland, Ontario,
uh-huh.
Right on the Welland connecting Lake Erie with Lake Ontario.
Oh, I see. And have you already, have you been there for all of your life, or have you been...
I've lived in many different places.
I see. That's good. Okay. So, shall I go ahead and send you a revised invoice, because I sent you the one with the total amount, and if you want, I could resend it to you with the 1500 one. And like I said, I could have a call arranged from the team today, get started with the first book, and as soon as you're ready with the second one, take care of the payments for the second one, and we'll work on that too.
You can send me the contract, but I'm not going to make a decision today, Rob.
I already sent you the contract.
I think you know where I'm coming from.
No, and I certainly understand.
Right?
Since
right.
You're from this, are you quoting us in U.S. dollar or Canadian dollar?
The invoice is in U.S. dollars.
Yeah, that's my problem, too. We're living in a country of absolute idiots.
It's going to cost us about 35%.
That's about a 30% interest or change in the pricing.
Right. You know what? Let me go ahead and talk to the finance team. Have some kind of leverage, because I feel like this is going to be a long venture. It's not just like a couple months or 6 months. It's going to be a bit more from what I can feel from your commitment and your, obviously, contributions. So let me go ahead, talk to the finance team, have them give me some kind of leverage on the pricing, and let's say I give you a call in a couple minutes as soon as I'm done talking with them. Is that okay?
Well, Rob, just one thing more before I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked over my former correspondence, and I have not given you blog number or blog name. It's all low case, and it's very, very simple.
Okay.
It's called Rantings, plural, Rantings and Raves. .com. If you'd
I
like
got
to
it.
Look over that and look at some of the stories and have a little better introduction to my writing, the way I write, and what I'm writing.
That would be certainly helpful. And again, like I said, when you start working with this, you would have a team at your disposal that would be coordinating with you about each and every single thing. So I think just like you treat your book as your baby, they are going to be treating it the same. Not to that extent, but at some level would be the same thing. Because how we work with our clients. We make sure that they have a hassle-free experience without any issues. And whenever you need something from them, you would have a direct contact to your team. They would be able to assist you accordingly.
Sure. Okay. Send that along, and we'll follow up with as fast as we can.
Always.
basis that we are looking at, and get back to you.
No worries. So let me ask you this. When should I circle back with you regarding this?
I think it would be better if I called you. Because
no worries.
We're in and out. I couldn't tell you that.
I see. Well, you already have my email and you already have my phone line. If you're not,
With this new contract, because I can't say whether it'll be a couple of days or maybe into next week, but I'm going to try my best to get all of the answers and all of the things that are kind of fuzzy in my head now straightened out, and then we'll make a decision.
Not a problem at all. And like I said, after I hang up the call with you, I'm going to go ahead and talk to the finance team to give me some kind of leverage on the whole thing. And if there is a possibility, I'll have that done. I'll email the revised contract to you, and we'll go forward.
Well, look at my webpage, and that will give you maybe a little bit more of an idea who you're talking to, okay?
I'll definitely will. You don't have to worry
about
it.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. And
All right. So
I look forward to hearing back from you. In the meantime, I'll be doing some things from my end and update you accordingly. All right?
Thanks, Rob.
No worries about it. Have a good day to yourself. And
you too, son.
Stay safe. We'll do.
Bye-bye.